From our You Can't Write This Stuff file comes the sacking this morning of Anthony Scaramucci. Yes, we know he's only been in the job a week, but that's the Trump White House for you. John Kelly, who got signed in this morning as the new Chief of Staff, first thing he did was take the knife out. And Nick Bryant is with us from Washington. Nick, good morning.
Hiya, Mike.
from an observational point of view, you literally cannot write it, can you?
Oh, the scriptwriters have gone bonkers. It revives that old joke from last year. It's the final season of America, and the scriptwriters have just gone crazy. I mean, Scaramucci just was this character from, you know, he felt like he walked in from the set of Goodfellas, didn't he? I mean, talks about front-stabbing people rather than back-stabbing people. And, of course, one of the victims of his front-stabbing last week was Reince Priebus. The former chief of staff, he launched an extraordinary tirade against him on the record to the New Yorker of all publications, using language. I mean, we just simply cannot repeat, not even late night, let alone breakfast time in New Zealand. He called him a paranoid schizophrenic. He suggested that Steve Bannon, the chief White House strategist, could perform an act of self-pleasure that's only available to people who are double-jointed. This remarkable tirade. But of course, the guy that's come in after Reince Priebus, his number one victim, was the guy that front stabbed him, John Kelly, this former general who used to be the head of the Homeland Security Department, brought in last week as the chief of staff, the new chief of staff, well, his first act, get rid of the mooch, as he's called.
Fantastic. So who replaces the mooch and how long does Kelly last?
Who knows? I mean, you felt that last week perhaps the White House was finally bottoming out, and that Kelly, who's a very tough guy, who's a very straight shooter, who isn't super experienced about the politics of Washington, but he is a bureaucratic black belt. He's served very senior roles at the Pentagon, and as I say, he was the Secretary of Homeland Security, and that's what won in the favor of Donald Trump. You sense that if anybody could bring order to the White House, perhaps it was him. But you always felt, too, that while the mooch was around, you know, talking his mouth off like he does, that was going to be difficult. Well, he clearly thought the only way to sort of get some semblance of order at the White House at the moment is to get rid of the mooch, and he's done that. And let's see if he can bring some order, because at the moment, Mike, it's absolute chaos. As the New York Post keeps on writing every day, it's like an episode of Survivor. One person goes every week. It seems one person is going every day at the moment, and you wonder whether this is the bottoming out. Things will improve from here, but there's just no way of telling. This is such a chaotic and unpredictable White House.
Good on you, mate. Nice to catch up as always. Nick Bryant at the BBC in Washington.